Joined now by Stephen Dank, who was part of this whole investigation. Tony Leonard here with Terry Wallace. Stephen, thank you very much.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah, Tony Leonard, first up, the response from the AFL. Terry and I are actually listening to it, as was everyone. And at this stage, it seems that it seems like the bringing into disrepute is the thing that has angered the AFL and being charged under Rule 1.6, but nothing else, which is obviously your domain and also I suppose involved in the sports science program, that appears to have been, at least for the moment, almost cleared.
Well, I mean, that's why I actually find the whole thing a little bit laughable, to be honest. And can I say, I actually wasn't part of the investigation.
Yes.
Certainly, I may have been, in some respect, associated with the investigation, but let's be clear, I wasn't part of the investigation.
Sure, okay.
But I just find the whole thing quite laughable. I mean, I certainly know how hard those four guys worked in relation to running the football department last year. I certainly know the ethics of those four blokes. And in no circumstances would I have thought they've done anything that would have been contrary to the care of those players.
Stephen, do you have anything that can assist? Are you in possession of anything that can actually assist Essendon's case to minimise any penalties that may be handed out by the AFL?
Look, there's quite a deal of assistance that myself and the my legal team can and will offer to Essendon in this case. I mean, I think that they've been the subject of a quite extensive kangaroo court style of hearing. And there's no doubt that this will sort of head to court.
Mm-hmm.
As you can appreciate, I'll be heading to court as well in relation to this matter. So I'm sure then when we put everything together, there will be quite a strong, precise and accurate case by both myself and Essendon in taking the AFL and ASADA on.
Stephen, will you speak to either ASADA or the AFL at any stage?
Sorry, mate?
Will you be speaking to them?
No. And I've been quite clear about this from day one. Had someone have come to me prior to the 4th or on the 4th, 5th of February and said, mate, we've just got some issues and we've probably got some things we want to discuss, things we're not too sure about, I would have been the first one down there. I said, okay, boys, let's lock ourselves in and let's get it sorted. But the way that this was introduced, the way that this has been conducted, and to some degree how it's been, I think, preliminarily concluded, you know, with all due respect, there's been no respect that was placed towards me in terms of my thoughts. So I just said, well, you know, go along on your own devices and I'll contribute what I want to contribute in a court of law.
A reading, and I think we're going back a couple of months ago in an interview with you, led me to believe that when ASADA first went to Essendon, there was no issue with any supplement there. Did I read that correctly? That ASADA actually said to you or said to somebody at the club, there is no issue with anything that is being used.
That is correct. And at the time they went there at the start of the investigation, of course, I wasn't at the club, I was at another club. But that was what I was led to believe as well.
Do you think that anyone at Essendon gave the right duty of care to the playing group?
I think that everyone at Essendon gave the right care of duty to the playing group. I mean, look, there's been a lot of nonsense that's been printed and been espoused around the various media outlets in relation to this supposed lack of, you know, duty of care. You know, I can't speak highly enough of the duty of care of, you know, you mentioned those four particular people that are facing these charges. I couldn't, you know, speak highly enough of those four particular gentlemen in relation to duty of care. I just know, you know, just how much time and effort was put into not only the planning of the program, but the discussion with the players. I know the detailed records that were maintained. I just know the constant discussion between myself and those four gentlemen in relation to what we were doing and, you know, where we wanted to go and what subsequently could be done. So I don't really for one moment buy into this lack of duty of care.
Stephen, if without prejudicing anything that you are doing in respect of legal action that has been undertaken by people who have misrepresented you in a public forum, can I get from you if there is one common error, one erroneous fact that has been perpetuated into fact that has been said about you and what you did, what was it?
That's a good question, because there's probably four or five that I think are probably all coming around the home bend into the home straight, and they're all neck and neck in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So without getting to the finishing post yet on that particular question,
sure.
A couple of them were be that, you know, there was no, you know, accurate and precise and consistent records being kept. I think the one that probably, and they all aggravate me, I think the one at the moment's probably got its neck out in front, it's probably the fact that this was a highly experimental program from a pharmacological point of view.
Yeah, Ziggy Switkowski's words, I think.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think Ziggy's forum is more appropriate for PABXs and telecommunications and the what like.
I am familiar with the word PABX, as the younger generation wouldn't be, but yes.
Well, I mean, that's why I was actually quite precise in my description and using PABX. It probably gives you a bit of an idea what I think of the Sikowski report. But that one probably really, really irritated me, because that's couldn't be any further from the truth. I think the one, and I won't comment much on this because I can tell you that there are probably two very, very senior journalists who are going to find some very strong legal action in relation to this comment, but the fact that they were used as guinea pigs and they were part of a clinical trial, I think probably also has probably jockeyed itself into a pretty strong position.
Yes.
And the one that will probably lead, you know, the legal assault that will certainly introduce against various members of the media.
We do thank you for your time. And final one, and again, you've been open, brutally open with us, but and I have to ask this, but feel free, obviously, not to answer it. There appears to, again, to be a commonly held belief that Dr. Bruce Reid has been not even at arm's length, almost excluded from anything that took place. Is that fact or is that fiction?
Look, you know, obviously I know the answer to that, and I have very, very, you know, strong, you know, views on that question. I think for the moment, out of respect to Bruce, I won't make any public comment on that. I mean, I know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the moment, let's just let Bruce digest what's happened tonight. And then, as I said, that question I'll let be answered, you know, a little bit down the track in some more formal forums.
Stephen, have you been in any contact with the guys at the Essendon Football Club at all, or will you between now and the 26th?
Look, Terry, I mean, look, the assistance will be there if they require it. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, what Essendon do in relation to that August 26th hearing, of course, now will be between the Essendon management and their legal representatives. If required, no doubt, you know, obviously I will give them the utmost assistance in terms of that hearing. I would probably suggest that they'll probably use either myself and, you know, my legal counsel in terms of, you know, what subsequent court action may follow from that. But, you know, I don't want to preempt that. I would probably suggest that they'll go reasonably hard at the August 26th hearing. I think the AFL, you know, I think my opinion, I think most of our opinions around the AFL is that this was predetermined in terms of what the outcome was going to be. Well orchestrated, you know, well before tonight. And I probably would suggest that there's going to be a fair degree of orchestration for August the 26th. Which I think would probably see Essendon take this to a more formal judicial area. And I think it's that particular time they may probably call on, you know, my assistance.
And again, Stephen, your honesty, your brutal honesty, sitting back and just asking a question again, feel free not to answer anyone, but I must ask you this, or one that's come to mind. Do you think, because of who you are, that there are people within ASADA or perhaps people in the AFL or the NRL, do you believe that there is a vendetta against you?
Let's just say that both myself and my legal team have a very, very strong view on that.
Mm-hmm.
We've acquired evidence and intelligence. And I think for the moment, let's just say that that question will certainly be answered in a more formal forum down the track.
Then I suppose my final question has to be this. We've got a stack. We go all over country, Victoria, southern New South Wales, Tassie, all over the place. What is your message to the Essendon fans that are out there who are at the moment trying to digest that four favoured sons and loved sons find themselves in this situation? Can you just, what can you tell them? What help or succour, to use an old, very old sort of biblical term, what succour can you provide, that's S-U-C-C-O-U-R, can you provide, Stephen, to them that might sort of put them a little bit more at ease while they digest this overnight and obviously the cut and thrust that will take place for the next 2 weeks?
I say to the Essendon fans, stay strong, have faith, and trust me, this fight is far from over.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling us in. May we, if it be possible, if you'd be so kind to leave your number, we will, if we may contact you at any stage. But thank you very much for this. Again, are you surprised that what the AFL announced tonight was announced, or were you expecting something far worse or lesser?
I did expect that tonight because I think we've all pretty much concluded what the AFL was trying to orchestrate in this. I personally think it's a disgrace what they've done, and I think it's a disgrace what's been handed down tonight. I think it was fairly obvious from a long, long way out what the AFL wanted to hand down, so no, that hasn't surprised me. Mm. But, you know, to be quite honest, mate, when you run a kangaroo court style of judiciary, it's quite easy to handle the various bits of information to orchestrate what you want in terms of a final result. But, you know, Essendon will have a chance to challenge this, as I said, in more formal judicial settings, which, let's just say, relies a little bit more on the accuracy and the precision of evidence.
Should ASADA be nervous that you may have some correspondence that puts them in a very, very bad light and shows Essendon to be totally blameless in this?
Put it this way, to take a little bit of old roulette parlance, never bet against the red or never bet against the black. And let's just say in this case, Essendon have both those colours firmly on their jersey.
Never bet against the house. If we may be so bold, this August the 26th now looms as a big date. What does Stephen Dank do in that intervening period? What do you do?
Oh, mate, I'm very, very busy with research. I'm very, very busy with my rugby league career. I'm very, very busy with the clinical work. Stephen Dank's been very, very busy since February the 4th on a number of things. So it's pretty fair to say I'll be well and truly occupied between here and August the 26th.
Is there some sort of, I don't know, fear campaign being deliberately run by government agencies almost to validate their worth?
Oh, I have no doubt about the fear campaign that's probably been run by a number of groups throughout this. You've just got to look at some of the hysteria that's been written by a couple of key and prominent journalists and all this. The thing I've been probably most disgusted about is how much this, the media associated with this has run it on quarter and half truths. That's the thing that I've been really dumbfounded about, that I mean, I've seen things reported that's been injected, which we didn't inject. I had one reporter ring accusing me of injecting something which you just wouldn't inject. You just wouldn't entertain it.
Mm-hmm.
And then so the next day she decided then to say that I had used something within the program which, to be honest, doesn't exist on the planet. It just doesn't exist. So I got a feeling that this fear campaign, which was run by, you know, some of the more authoritative figures within this investigation, I think quite quickly trickled down within some of the media. Mind you, I think some of those authoritative bodies were quite happy for that to happen. But I've been really disgusted by the way we've got a lot of information out there, which is like only quarter and half truth. And a lot of it, I think, has propagated a fear campaign, which is just not justified, just nowhere near justified, and quite laughable in some. And can I say, it's quite laughable in some situations, had it not meant such serious consequences for, you know, Essendon Football Club.
It's been a riveting 20 minutes. The very final question, yes or no, I suppose, Stephen, and that is, with what you hold, that will be presented in a public forum at some stage in the future.
Well, it will certainly be presented in a much more judicial forum, put it that way.
You're very kind with your time. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.
No, pleasure to be able to speak to regional Australia.
Dr. Stephen Dank joining us on the line.